Right, Perek HaMafkid, before we begin, just b'derech hakdama, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Chiyuv HaShomerim. We didn't deal really with Chiyuv HaShomerim much in the first Perek. You all know that Hashem Mechinam has certain Chiyuvim, and Hashem Esach has certain Chiyuvim, and a Seicher and a Shail, the Arba HaShomerim. And there are times that a shomer gets something and he's obligated to pay, even though he didn't damage the thing that he got. So that L'moshel Hashem Esachar takes something and it's stolen. So he has chayuvei tishlum and he has chayuvim to pay. The hagdara of chayuvei hashomerim needs explanation. Why does a shomer have to pay? What did he do that's mechayiv him in tishlum? So there are two parts to the chiyuvim of a shomer. First of all, a shomer has a chiyuv of a ma'isa shmira. That's for sure. A shomer can't say, I won't watch it, I'll let it get damaged, and I'll pay. And if it'll get something will happen to it, I'll pay for it. A shomer can't do that. A shomer obligated himself in ma'isa shmira. There's nothing to do with tashlumin. That means he has an obligation to pay. That's one obligation he has. The second obligation is a chiyuv teshlumin. Each shomer has his own chiyuv teshlumin, whatever they are. He has a chiyuv to pay. You could understand the chiyuv to pay two ways. And a number of achrayim, it starts from a ketzais really, talk about the two ways to learn. There's a stipler here that goes through two ways with Elchanan. You have two ways to learn. One way to learn is that a shomer has to pay because he failed in his shmira. He had his chiyuv shmira. If a shomer fails in his shmira, that's his chiyuv to pay. Just like a mazik has to pay if he's mazik, be a dayim. And just like a ganav has to pay if he steals. So the din of a shomer is that if a shomer fails in his shmira, so that's sort of a mazik. The Torah tells us that that's also a mazik. Hashem Mechinam, who's a Pesheya, and Hashem Mesacha, who by Gdeva Vaveda, each person, whatever his obligations are, he has to pay because he failed in his Shmira. And that's the reason he pays. That would be one way to understand the Chiyuv of a Shomer. That's a good question. Okay, one second. The second way to understand is that he's not a mazik. He didn't do a hezik. He has to pay because he was mekabel achrayis. There's a concept of kabbalas achrayis. That means he agreed. When he took it, he agreed to be responsible. So he has an obligation to the person that gave it to him. The shomer gave it to him. He's mechayiv himself to the shomer. From the time that he took it, he has a kabbalas achrayis to return it. Now his kabbalas achrayis to return it has certain conditions. What are the conditions? Well, if he's a shomer chinam and it's stolen, so he has no obligation to return it. If he's a shomer sachar and it's stolen, he does. Whatever the conditions are, but why does he have to pay? Because he was mekabel achrayis. He agreed when he received it that he is responsible for the object. That agreement is the thing that's mechayiv him. And the kabbalas achrayis is the davar mechayiv. It doesn't go with gidrei mazik. It goes because at the time he took it, he was mekabel achrayis on it. It's the kabbalas achrayis that creates a new chiyuv. The pashta nafkamina between the two ways to learn is if a person takes an object for Shmira when it's worth, let's say, $100, and its value goes up, the market value goes up, and by the time it's stolen, it's worth $200. What does he have to pay the mafkid? What does he owe him? Does he owe him tashlumin according to what was stolen? It was a $200 thing that was stolen. Or does he owe him teshlumin according to what he received? He received a $100 behemoth. So pashut, it should depend. The stipler says this in the Kilas Yaakov, that it should depend on these two ways to learn. If you hold that the reason you pay is you're a kind of a mazik because you failed in your shmira, when you were at the time that you were supposed to be shomer it. So let's say you're watching it for a year. So for 11 months, you did a good shmira. And in the 12th month, you failed in the shmira. So it's a sort of a mazik. It's ken a mazik. That b'shas, you failed in the shmira, you caused a hefset to him. And therefore, you have to pay. In Cain, you should pay based on the time that you failed in the shmira. You should have to pay the higher amount, the $200, what it was worth, b'shas hezik, b'shas geneva. Because your chiyuvim then should be based on, just like a mazik, pays b'shas mazik. If a shomer who doesn't watch it is a sort of a mazik, it's exactly the same thing. However, if you learn that it's a Kabbalah Sachrayis, Kabbalah Sachrayis, why was I Mekabbalah Achrayis? Because Shas Meshicha, the time I took it. Shas Meshicha means at the time I took the animal from you, at that time it was worth $100. I was Mekabbalah Achrayis for $100. I was never Mekabbalah Achrayis for $200. So therefore, I should only have to pay Kishas Meshicha. This Poshet is the nafkamina between the two ways of learning, whether you learn it's a ken a mazik, or whether you learn that it's a Kabbalah Sachrayis, that's the Mechayiv. Yehuda asked that a Shoyel is Chayiv on Einsim. From there, it's mashma that the Chayiv is not because you're a mazik. If you're an Einis, why are you Chayiv? So the stipler deals with this. Adi Rabbi uses it to answer something. We're not going to get into it, at least not now. Generally, Adam would lo'elam is chayv an aitzim, so it shouldn't be shver, you mean. So it shouldn't be shver. On the other hand, even though Adam would lo'elam, the Taisa Shita is, there are certain aitzim that you're pater on anyway. Taisa's above a kam. So, like I say, we're not going to go into the chiyuvei of aitzim, but these two ways to learn are klara ways to learn. The Ktsais talks about the Ktsais is in a few places. The first place is a Simen Ayin Dalet, Sivkat and Aleph. The Ktsais talks about a Machlokes Rishayim. There's a Machlokes Rishayim if a Shomer, let's say, is Mekabel to watch something for 30 days. Someone says, he asks him for a tithe, and he says, could you watch my behemoth for 30 days? And he says, yes. And he takes it. He does a Meshicha. He's Mekabel Achrayis. He's a Kenyan. He's Meshik the behemoth is Rishus. He's Mekabel Achrayis for 30 days. Let's say he gets tired of it. After 15 days, he goes back to the Bailam, and he says, you know, I don't want to watch it anymore. Could he be chayzer within the time? And the Bailam say, what do you mean? You agreed? Could he be chayzer teich hazman? So the Ravid says that you can't be chayzer. If you're makabel, so you're makabel. You obligated yourself. You're mechayiv yourself. You should have made a condition. You didn't make any conditions. If you obligate yourself to something, so you're obligated. Someone gives you something to watch, and you mechayiv yourself to watch it for... If you don't say hazman, of course you can give it back. But if you say hazman, you say a certain amount of time that I'm watching it, you can't be chayzer. So you shteit n'ravid. What's shver on that? What's shver? The Rashba asks... What?
Is he able to be chayzer?
Well, the Ravid says that he cannot be chayzer. Right, the Ravid says he cannot be chayzer. So what's fair? What's the rule about being chayzer and things? Now, could a worker be chayzer? Huh? You all know. Xeris HaKasuv. That's Xeris HaKasuv. Avodahim, right? You all know. Frek the Rashba, what are you talking about? Avodahim, a worker could be chayzer. If I'm a kabbal to work for you, I could be chayzer. If I'm a kabbal to do any job for you, I could be chayzer. I can't be chayzer in a situation where it causes you a hefset. but I can come to you and then tell you I want to quit. Avodah hevelay avodim la'avodim. It's gzeres hakasim that you could be chayzer from any job. Why should shmira be different than any job? Why should a shomer sacha can't be chayzer? Why not? Is that fake to Rashi? What? I'm working for you. You give me something to watch. You pay me even to watch it, whether I'm a Shem Mitzvah or Shem Mechina. You pay me to watch your thing. So why can't I come in middle? I agreed to watch it for 30 days. I'll give you back your money for half the time, and I'll give it back. No? What's the difference if I'm working for you digging holes, or I'm working for you watching your thing? So I say, Frank the Raj, but the Rashba argues. He says, the Raj, it doesn't make sense, right? You can't be Chayza. You always be Chayza. There's no case where you can't be Chayza unless it's a situation of a Hafsid. You can't be Chayza, you can't leave the person's behemoth in a place where it's going to get damaged and be Chayza. But if you return it to him, why can't you be Chayza? So Kumtik Tzais, and the Tzais is Masber, Kavanas Haravid. I think he brings that it's not only a Ravid, it's a Magid Mishnah also. And his Masber as follows. He says, a Shomer does two things. When you give me something to watch, I'm a Kabbal Chiyuvei Shmira. That's the first thing. And the second thing, Zaktik Tzais, is Kabbalah Sachrayis. The Tzais learns the second way, of the two ways we began with. The Tzais learns that every Shmira linked in the Shmira two Kabbalahs. A Kabbalah's Meister Shmira, I have to watch it, which means that I can't say, I'm not going to watch it, I'll pay him. It's awesome. I have to watch it. And second, a Kabbalah's Achrayis, that I'm a Kabbalah myself, that if something happens to it, then I'll pay you. There are two parts to what a Shomer is Mekabel. The first is a Meister Shmira, it's something I do. The second is not something I do. It's Kabbalah Sachrayis. I'm a Kabbal that I'm responsible. It's not something I do. It's not a Maisa. It's a Schaivus. Zaktik Tzais, the Ravid is Maida, you could be Chayza from the first thing. From the Maisa Shmira, the Ravid is Maida, Avadi, you could be Chayza. That the Ravid doesn't disagree with. Any myself, I go to the owner, I tell him, I'm not watching it. I could be chayz. But from the hischayvus, I was mechayiv myself. That 30 days from now, I'm going to make sure that this animal, if something happens to this animal, I'm going to pay you. That hischayvus shel mamin, that I can't be chayzer unless he's meichel me. I was mechayiv myself to him. For 30 days, that I'm responsible if this animal is stolen or if something happens to the animal. That his chayvus, Zoktik Tzais, that you cannot be chayzer from. Kumtais, the Tzais says a peldika thing. He says, let's say you give me an animal to watch. I agree to watch it for 30 days. And I come back to you, and I give it back to you, and I say, I don't want to watch it anymore. And you take it back. And it's stolen from the house of the Bailim. What's the din? He says the Shomer is going to have to pay. Even though he gave it back already. The Shomer was Mekabel for 30 days. And that's a Kabbalah Sachrayis. Since it's a Kabbalah Sachrayis, even if he gives it back, if the person wasn't Meichel, his Chiyuvim, the person says, I'm asking him to take it back. I want you to watch it. He says, he dumps it in, he goes away. What is he supposed to do? So he says that the original Shomer still has his chayvusin. He still has his chayvusin. And the chiyuvim remain. Because the Ktzais learns, and this is the way we're going to learn today, like we're going to go with the Ktzais Ashita, is that the chiyuv of Shomerim is at Kabbalah Sachrayis. It's on the Kabbal to you. It's between the people. It's not because I damaged the object. It's to the person. I owe you. I'm a Kabbal to you, Kabbalah Sachrayis. And I did it with a Kinyan because I was Moshech the Chayvitz. So it's a Schayvitz. That is Schayvitz remains. It's between me and you, between the people. It's not to the object. And that is Schayvitz stays no matter what happens later. That's the Ketzais learns that that's the correct way to learn, and that's Shitas Arayvid. Of course, the Rashba, the Stam, if you follow through, the Rashba probably held the other way. The Rashba probably holds the first way. That why does a Shomer pay? Because he has Chiyuvei Shmira, and he neglected his Shmira, so he's like a Mazik. He's supposed to be Shomer, and he neglected his Shmira. See, so he has a din like a mazik. So the Rashba is very geschmack. The Rashba holds that if I give it back, and I no longer have to watch it, so memela, I'm not a mazik. Because since I don't have to watch it, I wasn't negligent in not watching it. So the Rashba holds that if I quit my shmira, I don't have to pay. Because the Rashba learned the first way. But why does a shomer pay? Because he's negligent in his shmira. If you're negligent in your shmira, that's only if you have chiyuvei shmira. So the Rashba holds, if I give it back, I have no chiyuvei shmira. But the Tzaisdem's on the Iker is like the Ravid, which is that the reason a shomer has to pay is Alt Kabbalah Sachrayis. And since Alt Kabbalah Sachrayis, so therefore, even if you return the animal, the Kabbalah Sachrayis remains until it's in the Imchal.
It's understood that way.
It's understood that when I give it back, okay, you're right. So then the Rashi could also learn with the Mahal of the Ketzais. Okay. So however we learn the Rashba, which we'll have to see later in the Rashba later in the Perek, maybe we'll have Rashi one way or the other. But in the Ravid and the Magen Mishnah, who holds like the Ravid and Magen Mishnah, the Ketzais holds as the Yikr, learn that Chiyuvei Shomrim are Chiyuvim based on Kabbalah Sachrayis, between the people, between me and you. I obligated myself to you. And therefore, the Chiyuv remains. Now, how that impacts our Sugya, so we'll see a number of times, but let's see the Mishnah. Hamafkid Eitzel Chaveiroi Behemai Kalim. Someone who gives a pekadin Nakarka, he goes Behemai Kalim. V'nignevu Oisha Avdu. And it was stolen or lost. Shilim V'loi Ratzel Lishbat. And then he paid and he did not want to swear. Sharei Amru Shemechinam Nishba V'yaitse. He really could have gotten away with it. And nevertheless, he went and he paid. Nintza Haganev Misham Teshlumei Kefal. Tavachu Mochar Misham Teshlumei Arba V'chamisha. L'mi Mishalim? L'mi Shapakad Netzlein. This is the first half of the Mishnah. That the Chiddush, here's in the first half, the Chiddush is you pay L'mi Shapakad Netzlein. You pay to the Shomer, which the Gemara is going to say is a big Chiddush. Pashtus, you should pay to the owner. But since the Shomer voluntarily paid, the Gemara says that the owner is makdir a kefil to the Shomer. The last three lines of the Mishnah are l'chayr pshita. I think the Rana is the kasha. Why does it say? But let's see. Nishba v'loy rotzal l'shalim. Nitzagana v'shalim tishlami kefil tavach ha'ma shalim tishlami arba v'chamisha. L'mi m'shalim l'bala pekad. Anybody see a chiddush in that? Last three lines. No chiddush in the last three lines, Pashtus. The Ran asks, why did Mishnah said these last three lines? L'chayr it's pshita. That if the Shomer swore and they catch a ganav, of course the ganav pays back to the Baal HaPekod. So I think the Bnei Yeshua says, Teretz, that you might think, what's the Chiddush in the Sefer? You might think it says in the Pasuk, by Kefil, it says it'll be Nigna mi Beis HaIsh, which is Mashmah, the Kefil is only if it's stolen from the owner. You might think if it's stolen from a Shomer, it's not called Nigna from a Beis HaIsh. So he says, so that's the Chiddush here that Af Al Pi Kein in this case. What? It's a type of Tashlumin, but.
Well, once he pays,
But the person is not grateful to him that he should be makdir kefil. He's only makdir kefil because he's grateful he did something extra. For swearing to me, I'm not grateful.
Why can't you put them on Reish also?
What?
You see that some Rafa Halacha, Ish, and Reish.
You can see that from the ratio too. Okay, we'll learn the ratio now. We'll see why you really don't see it from the ratio. Okay.
Same thing, only if he never pays.
If he never pays, it goes to the real owner. The sefer could be a chiddush. It says nishba v'loy ratzal l'shalem. Maybe the chiddush is that if it's nishba v'shilem, that you also get kefil. So that's actually a machlokes in Gemara, in the Gemara Bava Kamma. Is a machlokes, I think it's Rav and Abaya, argue if that's true. If nishba v'shilaim, if it's the same din. So loy Rav holds nishba v'shilaim, you get it. So see, you take a right. That could be the chiddush in the safe. But according to Taisyantiv says that since we pass in, says the chiddush in the safe. Loy Rav is the chiddush in the safe. Okay, good. So it's a good terrace. That the chiddush is this diuk of nishba vishilein. So the sefer is here for the diuk. Okay. All right. The top tais, the first tais, vis hamafkid istle garsi osha avdu mishum davave de leka kefil. Tais says that lechayra the osha avdu doesn't fit with the mishnah because nignev then there's kefil there's dalavah hay. What's osha avdu? That's tais's kasha. So the Marsha here says L'chaira, Tosis could have had a case of Avdu with his Kefil. How could you have a case of Avdu with its Kefil? So Marsha comes up with a case. His case is the animal is lost and someone finds it. Someone finds it. So somebody gives, again, the owner gives an animal to a Shomer. And the Shomer loses the animal. It's Avdu. And a shomer, somebody finds it. Eid finds the animal. In the meantime, the shomer said, I'll swear, I don't want to swear, I know I could be put there by swearing, I'll pay. He pays. In the meantime, the shomer aveda comes along. The shomer aveda says, they tell the shomer aveda, return the aveda. And the shomer aveda says, it was stolen from me. The person who found the aveda claims it was stolen from him. He's lying. He really has it. And he lies. He says it was stolen. So what's the din in such a case? Well, you have an Aveda, and the Shomer Aveda finds the Aveda, and he's Toyin Tainas Ganav. And he's, if somebody finds an Aveda, he has din of a Shomer. Right? Someone finds an Aveda, he has a din of a regular Shomer. And now he Tainas Ganav. It was stolen from me. And we bring Aden. That is not true. He's a liar. It wasn't stolen from him. He still has it. So what's the din of somebody who's toyentai and is ganev and he's caught lying? So the halacha is he pays kefil. Zakhtar Marsha, we could have a case of Aisha Avdu where you pay kefil. You could have. There's nothing wrong with the girsa shenignevu Aisha Avdu. Could be. Sha'avdu would be such a case where it was lost. And the person who found it lied. And Mameli has to pay kefil. Who does he pay the kefil to? Does he pay kefil to the person, the shomer who lost it, or to the original owner? So for that, the Mishnah is coming and saying that if the shomer was shilein v'lo rasal ishba, so you pay the kefil to the shomer. So that the Marsha suggests as a possible teretz in Taisus. He actually asks, why doesn't Taisus say this? Why we have a case? Why change a girsa? Why not say the case? So Dr. Marsha, hopefully we'll come back to it yet. How is the Kabbalah Sachrayis by Shomer? Every Shomer, just like every Shomer, is not Makabbalah Sachrayis but Peh. But it's an understood Kabbalah Achrayis. The same thing when someone picks up an Aveda, he has the same automatic Achrayis of a Shomer. He has the same Kabbalah Sacharias of a Shomer.
It makes sense that we have two people. I mean, what would, if a guy would say, I'm accepting this as a kadon, but I'm parted from my everything, and the guy agrees, it would be
good. Okay, I'll be masber to the whole hesber of this idea. But before we go weiter, there's one thing in the Mishnah which we nemar for pashtus, which l'chayra is not so pashut. If Reuven owns an animal and he gives it to Shimon to watch, and it's stolen from Shimon's house, who should the kefil go to? Me'ikar din Torah. Who does the kefil go to? We're saying, really, it goes to Reuven, to the owner. Just if Shimon voluntarily pays, he's machnit to him. Me'ichatesi. Why should it be that way? Why do we assume that if Reuven owns an animal, he gives it to Shimon to watch, and it's stolen from Shimon, why pashtus the kefil should go to Reuven? Why shouldn't it go to Shimon? He's the nignav. It was stolen from him. No, it wasn't stolen from him. It was stolen from him. He was a shomer. And it was stolen from his house. Huh? The answer is, not his. So that means that when you pay, you go according to the owner, the real owner of the object, not according to the person stolen from, as you say. Yeah. As you say.
Well, why should you get the
extras? Well, the Torah says, lucky you, something was stolen from you, you get a jackpot, you get kefil. The Torah gave you kefil. No. So you're saying if you didn't suffer the geneva, you shouldn't gain from the... What? Half and half. Why should be half and half?
Because I paid $100.
You mean Karen and Kefil. You don't mean half the Kefil. Oh, you mean Karen and Kefil. Yeah, okay, here. I mean, maybe the Shomer should get the Kefil and the original owner should get the Karen. Okay. I'm not sure that we could figure that out, but let's see. The problem, what?
Karen is talking about it, but Kefil is a class on the ground. So
therefore it makes sense to separate the Karen from the Kefil. It makes sense to separate the keren is restitution, is putting back what was taken. Well, really, see what you're saying, really you give the keren and the kefil to the shomer, and then the shomer still has to return the keren to the owner. So l'maisa, the keren will go back to the owner because he has an obligation to give it back.
So maybe the keren goes to the guy who's home. Then he gets kefil.
Right.
Keren, I pay money, I get my keren back.
But the Mishnah says not that way. Well, you're not really splitting it. You're really giving, the Karen and Kefil to the Shomer, but the Shomer has the obligation to give the Karen back to the owner. So Lamaisa, right? The Shomer has to give it back to the owner. He took it from him, right?
You can't split anything because you only get Kefil if you own the animal.
You only get Kefil if you own the animal. Well, I'm asking Gufa why. Why do you have to be, it should depend who it's stolen from. In the Kuntrusei Shiurim, he brings that the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kivega ask that this Mishnah is L'chayra Seiser, the Mishnah on Lamed Hayamid Beis. This first Mishnah in the Perek, and Lamed Hayamid Beis, the second Mishnah in the Perek, seem to be a steer at one to the other. Certainly the way the Gemara explains the Mishnah on Lamed Hay. Let's learn the Mishnah there on Lamed Hay, and we'll see what the problem is. On Lamed Hay, you have the following case. Hasaycher para mechaveri. Again, you have the original owner of the animal. And Hasaycher para mechaveri. Someone rented it from him. So you all know that the Saycher is also one of the Arba Shaymerim. Right? You have four Shaymerim, a Shaymechinam, Shaymechsacha, a Saycher, and a Shayel. Hasaycher para mechaveri. Vishila la'acher umesa kedarka. What happened? Reuven owns an animal. Shimon rented the animal. Then Shimon lent the animal to Levi. Umesa kedarka, and it died kedarka, just died without any type of a pshi at all. So the seicher is pater on mesa kedarka. Yishpar ha-seicher shemesa kedarka. The seicher swears, like every chiyuvei shuas ha-shaymrim, Vashayel Yishalem, who does the Shayel pay? Who does the shayel pay? Who should the shayel be paying? You have an animal, Reuven's the owner. Shimon rented it. Mesa Kedarka means it was an inus. It died at the Kedarka. So the Seichel doesn't have to pay. Now he lent it to a shayel. The shayel now has to make tashlumin. Who should the shayel pay? If I asked you, who should the shayel pay? No? Who's the shayel pay? Svara? You should have to pay Reuven. What did you tell me when I asked you in the Mishnah, why do you pay the owner? You said, because it wasn't his. It was his. It was the owner's long. Here also, the animal that died was the shayel should pay the owner of the animal.
It died in the
shayel's
hands.
It died in the shayel's hands. And shayel's chayav an answer. So it's exactly the same case in a way. The original owner gave it to a seicher. The seicher gave it to a shayel. And bang, it died. So it's like the seicher hit the jackpot. Right? He's not chayav, but the shayel has to pay him. The original owner gets nothing. He loses. If you rent an animal to someone and it dies, which is an ayinus, the basic adarka means bainus. So that he gets nothing. Anytime you rent something to someone, it's mesa kadarka, you don't get anything. He's part of mesa kadarka. I understand. But when the shayel has to be mechayiv tashlumin, to whom should this chiyuvim be? What? Why does the seicher own it? So look in the Lashon HaGemara. Gemara's Lashon, if you look a few lines down in the Gemara, is that Omalei, Misavret, Seicher, Beshvua, Hudakakani, Lei, Mishas, Misa, Hudakani. Gemara uses a Lashon that Mishas, Misa, the Seicher is kind of the animal. What type of Kenyan, we're not clear. But the Seicher somehow gets the animal. As soon as he's off the hook, he gets the animal. And the shayel pays him. Why don't we say exactly the same thing in our Mishnah? You see the parallel between the two cases? Both cases you have Reuven owns an animal. In both cases, Reuven gave it to, in our Mishnah, to a shomer, in that Mishnah to a seicher. And from the second person, it went to someone who's going to have to pay extra money. Now that extra money that the third person has to pay, where should it go? Who does it go to? Isn't the first shomer just an extension of the real owner? In our Mishnah, you say the kefir goes to the real owner. There, it should also go to the real owner.
We're talking about a shomer who never has a chiyuv to pay back.
Who? The seicher. The seicher never has a chiyuv. Yeah, and here, in our case, the seicher is not chayiv on einsin. He's not chayiv on mesa kedarka. The same thing here. The middleman, the gandiv, is not chayiv. The shomer by us, he's not chayiv kefil to the original owner. The kefil. What? In neither case, he has bialus. Depends what their agreement was. Whatever their agreement was, he could or he can't, depending on what they made up. But in both cases, there's more money coming. There's extra money coming, which with the middle person is not chayef to the original owner.
Here is
chayef ashur. What? Here is chayef ashur. There is also chayef ashur. The Mishnah says he swears. It's also chayef ashur. What?
The tashlumin over there was ashur, and over here he paid him.
So I'm asking you, even if he didn't pay him, over here, what is it if they were paying him? Even if he didn't pay him, he should get the kefil. He has certain eschivus into the original person who gave it to him. Just like you're telling me in Yenem Mishnah Lamed Hey Amid Beis, the seicher has certain eschivus into the original person that gave it to him. Right? So in this, he's not chayiv. Same thing here. The shomer, he doesn't have chiyuv kefil to the original person. Yeah, he can pay him, he could swear, he decides to pay him, not swear and pay. But the kefil, why should he pass on the kefil? Where does kefil come from him to the other person? Where's the chiyuv kefil from him to the other person? In both cases, from Reuven to his shomer, there are no chiyuvim of this extra money. And in both cases, from the middle person to the third person, there are chiyuvim. So what is the difference between the two cases?
The shomer has bialus. The shomer has no bialus.
So the Seicher has Bailus. The Gemara says, Mishas Misu Dekani Lei. The Seicher somehow is kind of. Why don't we say the same thing here? That the Shomer, Mishas Kenevel, Hu Dekani Lei. Why don't we say the same thing? That when it's stolen from him, so now, it, however it works there, why doesn't it work here the same way?
He could be Pata with a Shvur.
In both cases, he's Pata with a Shvur. In both cases, the middleman is Pata with a Shvur. Over here, he's Pata with a Shvur, and there, he's Pata with a Shvur. And in our Mishnah, we say only if he pays, he gets the kefil. Otherwise, kefil goes to the original owner. And there we say that no matter what, the shayel's money goes to the original person.
That's if he gets his bailus, but shomer, he only gets his bailus once he pays. Seicher has it all along from the beginning.
But why doesn't he get it without paying? Just like the seicher gets it without paying. Over there, the seicher doesn't pay, and somehow mishas misu the kadilei. He has the rights to it from shas misu.
So why that? Paying all along.
He's paying for rent, but that obligation is not, he's not buying the animal. When you pay rent, you don't own the animal. You have rights to use the animal. Yeah, but when you pay, you're only paying for the right to use it for a week or a month. You're not paying that you should get the whole value of the animal. No, you're paying the rental fee. The Seicher has certain achrayas. Now the question is, the Shayel, I have no problem with the Seicher. The Shayel, why isn't he pay the Baal HaBehemah? Just like here, the Ganav would have to pay the Baal HaBehemah. What's the difference that the Ganav pays the Baal HaBehemah by us, unless the other person... But he does have certain Chiyuvim. Why are those Chiyuvim not to the Baal HaBehemah? Whatever his chiyuvim that he does have to pay. Whatever his chiyuvim are, why are they not to the Baal HaBehemah? Now, the Pnei Yeshua himself suggested, Teretz, that the difference between the two Mishnahs is that in our Mishnah, rather in the other Mishnah, on Lamed Hei Amid Beis, the animal died. The animal's dead, so now it's just a question of paperwork. There's no animal to say who owns the animal. It's a question of who owes who money. If the animal's dead, so there's a concept, mishamisa with the kokani lay. The animal's dead, so then all the schayvis can go to the seicher. Why they go to the seicher, he doesn't explain. We'll have to figure it out in Lamed Hey. But he says that it goes to the seicher only in a case where the animal's dead. It mashenkin in our Mishnah, where it's nignavu aisha avdu, where it was nignav from the hands of the shomer, the animal is still around. Since the animal is still around, any ischayvus in legabi that animal go to the Baal HaBehemah. Go to the Baal HaBehemah. That's the Pnei Yeshua, what he wants to answer. Pnei Yeshua is on Lamed Hei Amid Beis. That's his teretz. Nochem is asking that our Mishnah has a case of tovach where the animal is not around. But the Chiyuv Dalet V'Hei comes after the Tficha. So why don't we say, Mishas Tficha, who the Kokani lay? Kasha. What?
So,
right, so why don't we say that the Dalet V'Hei should go to the first Shomer, according to Pnei Yeshua, Mishas Misa, the Kokani lay?
It's one thing, it was died in the Shomer, so it was by him, it was under his control, it's really the Shomer under his control also. It's part of the extension of him. And then
so it goes into his hand. Once it was taken out of his mishus,
it's not
his mishus anymore. So
then
the guy goes and does something to Shefet and raise
the
guy
to 4 or 5, it goes back to the original
owner. Since it goes, once it's stolen, it goes back to the original owner. I like the kasha better on the teretz. All right, but anyway, the Pnei Yeshua Schayzer, because he says that when the Mishnah on Lamed Hei Amid Beis is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that Mishnah, which says Umesa Kedarka, in Shulchan Aruch, it says Mesa Kedarka, or any other Einus. Or Nigneva, let's say with the list of Mizuyim. The Mishnah Lamed Hey in Shulchan Aruch is brought even in a case where it's not Mesa. So Pnei Yeshua's teretz was that Lamed Hey Amid Beis teretz is a case of Mesa. Here it's not Mesa, but it's not Emes, because in Shulchan Aruch, when Mesa is brought, it's brought with... It's brought with cases of Listemzian also, of Geneva also. So he's chayzer. I mean, the teretz would be a good teretz, maybe a summary shayinim, but not the way we pask it. So memela, the kasha comes back. So in the Kunshi Seh Shiurim, he answers with a very glatta mahalach the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And he says the crucial difference between the two is that in our Mishnah, who's doing the paying? Who's doing the paying? Our Mishnah, the Ganav is paying, right? Our Mishnah, the Ganav is doing pay. In Yena Mishnah, who's paying? The Shayah. The difference is this. A Ganav, his obligation is to the Baal HaChefetz. His obligation of Tashlumin is on the Chefetz that he stole. So you go according to the Baal HaChefetz. Every Ganav, every Mazik, his obligation is to the Baal HaChefetz. He did damage to a Chefetz. So you look at that Chefetz. Who's the owner of the Chefetz? That's the one that the Schaivis is to. Masha'en kein, the Arba'a Shaimrim. The Arba'a Shaimrim, what did the Ketzai say? Why does a Shaimer pay? A Shaimer really bets and shouldn't have to pay. He only pays because of a Shaimer. A Shail is one of the Arba'a Shaimrim, right? A Shemichinam, Shemisacha, Seicher, and Shail. They pay because of Kabbalah Sachrayus. The reason they pay is because they're Mekabal Achrayus. They had a certain Kabbalah. That Kabbalah is to whom? It's to the person that gave it to them. It's not to the Chefetz. It's to the Gavra. It's to the person. The person that gave it to them got from them in exchange for giving it as a Shmira, as a She'ila, as a Schiris. He got in exchange Kabbalah Sachrayus. Kabbalah Sachrayis is to the person, is to the Gavra. And therefore, you give the money to the middleman. In the case of Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the Shayil borrowed from the Seicher. In exchange for the Seicher lending it to him, he accepted that I obligate myself to give it back to you, to the person. Therefore, if he can't give it back, he's got to pay. This is his chayvus, is to the Gavra. Our Mishnah is dafka, a case of a ganiv. A ganiv, his eschaivus is to the Baal HaChefetz. He wasn't mechayv himself to anybody. He's chayv, he stole a chayfetz. A ganiv or a mazik would be the same din. A ganiv or a mazik, their chayv is to the Baal HaChefetz. That's why the kefil should go to the real owner. Mashiach came there where it's all a story of Kabbalah Sachrayis. Kabbalah Sachrayis is different. It's very geshmak eteretz. It's Nikarim Divrei Emes. It's a very clear chiluk between the two. And there's a bonus. He says and answers the Marsha and the Taptaisis. The Taptaisis took out the Girsai Sha'avda. He took it out, or Yesh Liyashiv. The Marsha tainted, I could have a case of Kefil, a case of Kefil, where it's Avda and it's Kefil. How could I have a case of Avda and it's Kefil? So Masha said, you could have such a case. What's the case? I lose something. This case, the Reuven gives it to Shimon. Shimon loses it. Levi finds it. Levi becomes a Shimer on the Aveda. He gets Chiyuvei Shimrim. And once he gets the Chiyuvei Shimrim, he now tainis ganif. He lies. The one who found it lies. He says it was stolen. And he tries to get off the hook, and we catch him. And now he has to pay kefil. So that would be a case of our Mishnah. We're avda, and it ends up with kefil. Where the person who found it tainis ganif, and ends up with kefil. Zakt Rav Gustman in the Kunshi Seh Shiurim. He says, in that case, it's pashit that the Shomer Aveda pays the middleman. A Shomer Aveda gets Dinei Shomrim. He gets Dinei Shomrim. I'll answer your question in a minute. He gets Dinei Shomrim. And since he gets Dinei Shomrim of Kabbalah Sachrayis, so his eschaivus is to the one who lost it, not to the Baal HaChayfetz. His eschayvus is to the one who he's a shomer for. He's a shomer for the one who lost it. And since he's a shomer for the one who lost it, that would be like Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Shomerim always pay the middleman. Shomerim don't pay the Baal HaChayfetz. They pay the Gavra who they're a shomer for. The Gavra is shomer for, so the one who lost it.
Even if he only swears and doesn't pay?
Even, he says, even if he swears and doesn't pay, still it would be like Lamed Hey Amid Beis, and the money will go to the middleman.
So
anything?
No.
Only if it doesn't matter what happens. It matters who is paying. Why is someone coming to pay? This Reuven is Shimon, and now someone's making a payment. Why is that person making a payment?
The Gemara says the only reason why the Shoyl pays the middle guy, the Seicher, is because
the Shoyl is the Mishah.
So that means you're going to have to go and say, Gavidu Mishah.
That's right. With the Kokani light.
With
the Kokani light, yeah. Yeah.
Is this a
the, what?
According to Rishanin, they say that Azu is in a case where you're paying with more, whether.
Yukra.
So, that's not a case where the Gans are returning it. You spend it and it's worth more. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, when the object is still around. If the object, you mean, if you would have a case, you mean it's avda, and the shomer aveda lied, and the object is still around. So maybe if it's still around, then the Yeshua is, the yisaid would hold true. Yeshua said, any time the thing itself is around, it certainly goes back to the original owner. That would be true. I'm not sure how that would play out on kefil. The kefil is not the object itself. I could hear both ways. Yeah. Now let me explain. 1 second. He's getting a little excited. I have to explain a little more because you're right. He explains, or Gusman explains a little more what it means Kabbalah Sachrayis. So let me explain. This is the way he answers the Marsha, and rather he answers the Ran's Kasha also, that the Sefer is not a Chiddush. According to this, the Sefer is a very big Chiddush, because I would think that this should be like Yena Mishnah. It should go to the middleman. It's a Kakech. What? Okay. All right. Let me explain. The Rav Gusman explains what Kabbalah Sachrayis means. He's masber the whole idea of Kabbalah Sachrayis. What does it mean? Hashem Echinam. If you give me something to watch, I'm a Kabbalah Sachrayis. Did I think about Kabbalah Sachrayis? Did we speak about Kabbalah Sachrayis? All right. B'nei Torah, no. Hashem Echinam is chayiv on. On the Ein Sin is part of Gnei Aveda. Shem Esaf is Chayav Gnei Aveda. You go to Stama Balabos and you gave him something to watch. Where was there a Kabbalah Sachrayis? So he brings that Kabbalah Sachrayis, the Torah shots us up the Stam Das of a person. If I give you something to watch, what is the Stam Das of a person? Anytime we do a business deal, we don't speak out conditions. Well, what's the din? The din goes according to what the average person would want. The whole Kabbalah Sachrayis of Shem Echinam and Shem Esachar is the Torah estimating the Stam Das of a person. It's not Gezeres HaKosef. It's not a Choyk that Shem Esachar pays this much, Shem Echinam pays this much. It's an estimation of Stam Das. And that's why you have later on in the Masechta, Damasna Shem Echinam Lies K'Shem Esachar. You can make any tanah you want. It's not called Masna Mashakasa B'Tayra. Why is it not called Masna Mashakasa B'Tayra? So he's Masber into the Gemara there, that because when the Torah said a Shabbichinam pays something, or a Shemisacha pays something, it's not pshat Gzeres HaKosev you pay. It's an, we estimate the Stam Das, some of these Mekabel Achrayis, if you give me something to watch, I'll tell you, I'll give you advice. If anybody comes to you and says, watch something, if you're smart, you say, I'll watch it, but I'm not achroi. If you say that, you're off the hook. Whatever happens, you're potter. You say you're not achroi. Even a Shem Esachar can say he's not achroi. Kabbalah Sachrayis means it's the stam understanding of stam people in such circumstances that is the stam understanding of someone is Kabbalah Sachrayis. And that's why, he says, it applies even to a Shemer Aveda. You can tell in a Shomer Aveda, when was he mekabel anything? He doesn't even know the name of the person who lost it. When was he mekabel anything? The din, which has nothing to do with his chiddush, we know a Shomer Aveda has chiyuvei shomerim. It's a Shomer Aveda, shabichinam a Shomer Sachem. Shomer Aveda? Pruta de Rabbi Yosef, no? It's a machlekes, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, he has a din shabichinam a din Shomer Sachem. Why would it be a Shomer Sachem? Because when he's Isaac in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, he doesn't have to give tzedakah, he can save himself pruta derbi Yisrael. So it's a question of Shomer Aveda, either Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar. Whatever he is, where was the Kabbalah Zacharias? Teretz is, the Stam Das, when you pick up an Aveda in the street, you are mekabel on yourself to take care of it. That's part of picking up an Aveda. If you don't want, don't pick up the Aveda. If you pick up an Aveda in the street, that's Kabbalah Zacharias. What?
The Torah says you have to pick it up, so why can't it be that the Torah is also created an Achrayas?
The Torah is creating Achrayas in Avi Shomer. That's what you're telling me. The Achrayas are Shomer. Which Achrayas? How are we Magdir the Achrayas? The Torah doesn't tell us if Shomer Aveda is Chayav Angeneva Aveda or Potter. How are we Magdir it? The Torah said you must become a Shomer. The Torah said you must, you have to pick it up and become a Shomer. You have no choice, even if you don't want to. That's true. But once you have a Chayvus, what are the Gedarim of those Chayvus? Those Gedarim are the Stam Das of a Shomer. Could you pick it up and say B'lei Achrayis? Only the one who lost it is masculine. You understand? There are actually cases where you can go to Besdin and tell Bezna, I'm only picking it up on the condition that you can make certain conditions. To say they're not achray at all, I don't know. But you can say, I'm picking up on the Tanai, that for the time I spend on it, the owner has to pay me back for what I normally work. Why says you can make such a Tanai, but she has to pick it up.
Picking it up for the owner or for the Shomer who lost it? But now we tie it to the
Stam Das. It's whoever, a person who picks it up, is the Shomer, it's not the one who lost it. That's the relationship of you can ding zech by a Shomer Aveda if it's a schayvus amount to the person who lost it or to the person who owns it. But the etzem yisayid of Rav Gustman, his chiluk between our mishnah and the other mishnah is very clear, and it works into this whole havana of chiyuv Shomer. Now for tomorrow, I assume we all learned the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, and Rishonim. There's a yisayidistic in the Sivis on the sugya. I think it's Kuf Tzadik Zayin Dalid. And he talks about the whole umdina of the whole sugya over here, how umdinas work, and it's an important to see this. So.